Changes to Ohio's concealed carry law take effect today. That means more places, like daycares, government buildings, and universities, have the option to allow people to carry a concealed firearm in public. WOSU's Esther Honig reports advocates on both sides are not thrilled about the new law.
Jeffrey Smith, a firearm instructor and gun rights activist, calls the law a step in the right direction, but he thinks the law is cumbersome. For example, while a concealed carry license holder can now bring their gun to more locations, like a school or their place of employment, they have to store the gun in their car, in a locked glove compartment or the trunk.
It doesn't go all the way because the way that the firearm has to be stored is a way that is clumsy or difficult for many people, I believe.
Jennifer Thorne with the Ohio Coalition Against Gun Violence says just the opposite.
The idea that this doesn't go far enough, this goes way too far. This is not right for Ohio.
Thorne says guns left in cars could be stolen and fuel the underground weapons market. She's also opposed to daycares, universities, and government buildings allowing concealed carry, though as of now, not a single one has opted to do so. Esther Honig, WOSU News.